and beyond with her music and not only with her music, but she has several CDs and one in the hopper that she was hoping to have done for here, but you can't rush the CD makers, the disc master people. Sheree came back in January, but we had a snowstorm and a power outage, and so we wanted to give people another opportunity to see her and hear her, and we're just blessed that she was able to come back. And she travels all around, but Danville's home, so it's great to have you here again, and want to thank you so much, and please help me in giving a big heritage welcome to Sheree Pepper.
Thank you. It is an honor and a blessing and a pleasure to be here in the house of the Lord in Danesville, my hometown. Usually I start by saying I'm Sheree Pepper and I'm from Danesville, Michigan, and most people have no clue where that is. And I have to say it's close to Lansing. And I am a singer-songwriter. This is what I do full-time, and I am just so blessed to be able to share what I do with you. And you know, it's just funny how the Lord ties messages in. This is the most powerful movie I have ever seen. I'm going to send my little postcards out. I'm going to get my four boys to come. I'm going to get our youth group to come. Everybody needs to be here and see this movie. What did I say? Oh, my husband just raised his hand to remind me I have five boys, not four. And it's great to have him here. He doesn't travel with me very much. But I'd like to share some songs off of my first recordings, as well as my new recording that's not out today. So I pray that they will bless and encourage you. And the message is about making a difference in this world. We all have things that we can do, every single one of us. We have these opportunities and these moments that come up. It doesn't matter if we're a pastor. It doesn't matter if we're somebody that doesn't speak very much. If we just are the type of person that can do something, we all can make a difference in the lives of other people. The drum is kind of resonating. Should we turn that off, maybe?
Yeah.
The first couple songs. So the first song I'd like to share is called Different World, and it really is a different world that we live in nowadays, and I just want to encourage you to make a difference. Find what it is that the Lord has blessed you with, and do it. Child, when daddy told me, girl, you stand your ground for what you know is right. But the world the way it is today, it makes it hard to tell what's black and white. Everything seems gray, and it's a different world. Change the venue, you can always try to extend a helping hand.
Jesus, I can't live Oh, fiery darts to
So I have the ukuleles and they take the guitar away to see what it's worth. And all the time I'm praying, I'm like, Lord, if you want me to have a ukulele, it's got to be an even trade because I don't have any money. And I really want a ukulele. So I walk in and I pick up this ukulele and I'm just putzing around with it. And he comes in and he says, oh, are you interested in that ukulele? I said, well, yes, I am. He says, well, we're kind of close, but I think I can give you an even trade if you want it. I said, all right, great, it's a deal. So I grab the ukulele, pay for it, get in the car, head home, stopped at Meijer's and bought a hoo. And then I made my way home, and I got this little ukulele out, and I'm just praising the Lord and saying, hey, thank you so much. I got this little ukulele. Then I realized I had no idea how to play it. So thank goodness for YouTube. So I YouTubed a couple of chords. And then I said, okay, Lord, I just want a happy, this is just such a happy little instrument. I would like to write a song about John 10:10 and the abundance of life and just having fun. You care if I'm having a good day. And so let me write a song. And if it's going to be on the album, that's fine. If not, you know, that's fine. I just want to, you know, serve you in writing this song. So the song came out. It did make the album. And I'd like to do it for you this morning.
Yeah, I know. Let me
see by a show of hands, how many of you have my CD or some of my CDs? Oh, okay. And how many of you had no idea that I do this or sing or have ever seen me? One, two, oh, so several. Okay, cool.
I was like,
well, I wasn't sure, you know, if we'd have a lot of repeat or, so I always ask that. So some of you that have my Armor of God CD, there's always something else at my table that you could purchase to help in support of my ministry. But if you purchase the Armor of God CD today, you'll receive a free preview. It's got four songs on it of the mainstream CD, which will be out within a few weeks to a month. And so the ukulele song is on there. The next two songs that we're going to do is on there. And this one is about enjoying life. There's actually a video on this one that was put out. So if any of you YouTube me or look on my website, it's not my husband that is in the video. He is an actor. If I had my choice to do it again, I probably wouldn't do it because everyone thinks it's my husband. But he is the motivational cowboy. He's the motivational speaker for NASCAR. He's been a good friend of mine for 20 years. And this song also is helping in his, what he does too in his business, because he's trying to get into, be able to minister more to people. What he does is more corporate, but people come up to him afterwards and just say, you know, Johnny, what you do is ministry. You speak to me. He just has to be very careful about bringing God into it and Christ. And, you know, that's unfortunate. But through this song and through things that he's going to be doing in the future, he'll be able to do that. So it's very, so it was kind of a twofold purpose for doing the video. But anyway, it's just about enjoying life and every single moment of life and not letting life pass you by. Amen. So we're going to do a song that these guys have just practiced once. So let's do it again. See, I thought that was falling. I thought I tightened that. See, there it goes. Oh my. It's got a wonderful sound, man. Just adjust. Because here's the thing. In this life, the battle rages on against those things unseen. Stand and fight. You know what I did? I started a long song. I saved the warning to you guys. The Lord has blessed us again. We're going to do the right song. I started Armor of God. I was like, something doesn't feel right about this song. It's a good song, but it's a little different. Okay, here's the thing. I got to get the first line of the song. If you can remember the first line of the song, you can remember the song, right? And I have this problem with keeping everything in my brain. I mean, ask my husband. He'll throw a million things at me, and I tend to just remember everything. But once in a while, it kind of leaks out. So, let me just take a moment and remember the song. Yes, I got it. A lot of the same chords as the other song. It's a little faster too, right? Jesus will have a tomorrow. A little bit slower, maybe. Enjoy today, he says. All of our sorrows will be washed away. We need to love one another just like we love ourselves. So right now, live for this moment. Don't let it slip into the night. We've got one chance to get it right. Always be teasing. love to live in my life. You know, I don't want a moment of my life to pass me by. You know, there have been so many people that have inspired me so much on a day-to-day basis in my life. And just throughout time, the Lord has showed me that we all, it's about relationship. It's not only about our relationship with the Lord, but it's our relationship with each other. We're called to be ourselves, to be who we are in Christ, who God has made us to be. And don't be afraid to be who you are. When the album was almost done, right after I wrote the ukulele song, I was kind of praying about the album and said, Lord, you know, it's mainly straight up rock, but there's a few songs that are kind of country, and you told me you were going to do this. And I started telling the Lord what he had to do. I said, you have to put me in a box. They've been trying to put me in a box for years and years, and I don't fit in a box. I'm not country, I'm not rock, I'm just me. I'm who I am. And he said, and I asked the Lord, I said, what box are you going to put me in? How is this going to be marketed? And he just kind of laughed at me. Has anyone ever experienced the Lord truly laugh at them? Well, yeah. You know, the Lord laughed at me and said, Cherie, you be you. You know, what do you want to do with this album? And I just kind of went, well. And he said, who are you? Who are you really? And I kind of took a moment and I thought, well, I married me a country boy from Missouri, got southern roots, I've been doing this, and, you know, this is who I am, I'm kind of country, country's my thing, but I write all kinds of, so I started going through this thing, and he just kind of spoke up again and said, Cherie, who are you? Whoever you are, go share it with other people. That's what we're called to do, be yourself, and go write the title cut for this album. And I just kind of went, wow, this album is just already going to be so awesome with all these songs. I couldn't imagine writing a better song. And I sat down, and this song came out. Actually, I went and got on the treadmill that day, and part of it came out on the treadmill, and then I had to jump off and finish writing it. But this is my story, and I thank you so much for allowing me to share it with you today. I just want to encourage you to share your story, because we all have a story that we can tell. This is my story, and I just want you to go tell yours. I was born with a cowboy hat, made of jeans and a fur hat, like a little lady really should. I got southern blood running through my veins, the younger brothers of Jesse James. Then my cousins on daddy's side understood. I got everything I'll ever need in life. I count my blessings every night. I don't need no city boy loving me. I'm a southern girl from my head down to my feet. A little cowboy. Oh, dream a cowboy.
Wonderful week, and I hope to see you guys next week.